Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Let us go into the first segment, which is about college basketball. College basketball is back, and we are now officially in March Madness season for both men and women's leagues. With Selection Sunday behind us, which teams are y'all looking forward to seeing in the tournaments? And do you have any Final Four or championship predictions? If you do, you can let us know. But if not, which team are you guys looking for?
Hey, I'll give it there. I'm just ready for the NBA draft. I'm out.
I'm looking forward to USC women's basketball team more than anything during this March Madness. I want to see how far Juju can take her team. And I want to see, is they going to hype her up if she go on a tournament run like they was doing Caitlin Clark? Because she's been in her bag this year, and I ain't seen none of the stuff. And Bomani said this, Nick. I don't know if you heard it. It's because she don't got a rival. And I don't know if that's true or not. Like, I still feel like that she should have that battery behind her as good as she is and as good as her team has been. I don't feel like Caitlin Clark team was that good. But, again, she did have Angel Reese as a slick rival after they did the hand Tony Yayo thing. But I'm really surprised that she – like, you got to find Juju games. Like, it's on FS1, and, like, it's never, like, in the spotlight. But they did say ratings were up 13% this year. I'm just still surprised that we haven't heard more about Juju with as well as she's playing. So that's what I'm looking forward to as far as most. And on the men's side, I think Auburn will do well. I think Tennessee will do well. I'm surprised that the SEC has now turned into a basketball conference. They got 14 of the 16 teams that are in the conference in the tournament. That's shocking to me. So I want to see how all of those teams perform within the tournament. But there's no singular team in the men's that I'm looking – like, I ain't zoning in on one team. I do want to see how well the SEC perform too.
I have a question. Before the Angel Reese thing, and Doc, feel free to – because I admittedly wasn't watching. Before the Angel Reese thing was – Caitlin Clark getting the hype that she eventually ended up getting after she developed a rival.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that's part of the reason why it became that way.
More than Juju right now?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. I mean, it was comparing her to Steph Curry.
She played like Steph. That's why it was popular.
Yeah. I mean, Juju don't play like that, though.
Good. Yeah, Juju just good. Like, it ain't she. I don't know a fair comparison where people won't look at me crazy, but she looked different when she played. It don't look like her pace of game, like how she played defense, like all of it's just it looks like she playing a different game, but that's hard to sell if you're not a basketball purist. I feel like for
Mara White,
Spike really answered it. It just doesn't sell the same because it's like.
She's not pulling up.
It's a 3-point.
She's not pulling up from half court.
She ain't doing that.
I was gonna say, like, I think that I feel like there's a little bit more parity with women's basketball than it was last year, which is you're really only looking for Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark type of stuff. But you got Juju, you got UConn, you got
UCLA.
UCLA, you got South Carolina, like you got a lot of you got a lot more parity, so I think that's why ratings are also up because I think you just have more teams to watch that are actually more exciting than just one player. So I think that's good for the sport or for the for that league. But I do find it interesting that Juju isn't like the face of women's basketball right now. I think we would probably say she is. But how it's marketed and all that, I don't
from a
like.
National standpoint.
Even though because she's playing as good as if not, she reminds me of like when Kelsey Mitchell was coming out. Like Kelsey Mitchell, and I'm a little bit biased because she came from Cincinnati too. She played like a dog, but like you didn't really get to hear her that you didn't hear much about her until like the draft, because she was a number two overall pick, which I think Juju will be a top three, top five pick.
She's going to be number one. Nobody's getting picked above Juju.
Spike, what was your take on Juju?
I told you, Ken, she's going to be the next LeBron James.
I thought you said Kobe.
I'm just saying she's going to be the next biggest thing in sports. Like, she is the next one. LeBron's retired. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
No. They're not talking about her.
That's because she's playing all the way on the West Coast.
You can't be the next LeBron James if people are not talking about you, bro.
And once she come home to the East Coast, and she still, I didn't even realize this, she can't even go pro yet. Like, she still got to go. They got an age minimum in the WNBA, which I was surprised. You got to be 22 to be eligible for the draft in the WNBA.
They just still got to play dirty, boy.
She still got to play like another year or 2 years. If I'm wrong.
So well, she got time to get make a moment. Yeah,
to make a fan base.
Yeah, she's going to sign with Clutch. Once she signed with Clutch, it's over with.
Well, I was gonna say she probably gonna make more next year. She probably gonna make more money in college than she probably would in the pros anyway, based off endorsements and all that. But going to the men's side,
they can get their own money.
And before you go, Nick, because I know y'all gonna talk about women's sports anyway. shout out to the Rose, to the point guard for winning the Unrivaled Championship. That's all I wanted to say. Chelsea Green out here smoking things.
I was gonna say for the men's side, I'm looking for I'm rooting for Alabama. They got like I said, Lou, they got my boy Youngblood back there. You know what I'm saying?
I like him. Greatest. I like him.
Hey, he a dog. Florida, but I was pissed watching that Florida game, bro, because it was close and then until it wasn't. But they got that number, as you can see on the graphic, number one. I forgot his last name, but he's a scorer. Like, he's a legit score. Of course, you got Cooper Flagg, but since the injury, I don't know how far Duke will go. And then outside of that, I think who else is a good cop? Like, I'm trying to think of a good team.
I like number four from Auburn. The low post dude. I think he's solid. So I think they may go far, but I do agree with you. Florida may be the team to beat. Like, they deep.
Yeah, I think they just got so many different guys that just, and they all play well with each other. I don't know. I think Florida may be the team to beat, but I'm rooting for Bama for an upset. And of course, everybody's gonna try to see what Duke is gonna do because of Flag. But yeah, those are the only things that I'm looking forward to seeing. I don't see any. I gotta look at the tourney, but I don't really see any standout NBA prospects outside the ones that are the obvious names. Even the two top five picks that's supposed to come out, I think Rutgers, they didn't even make the damn tournament. So it's just like
Ace Bailey and I can't think of the other kid's name, but that was one of the interesting things. Like, those, they said they were supposed to be top two out of the three picks, and they didn't even make the tournament. So I agree with what I heard. Like, somebody ain't as good as they say they are.
Yeah. And
you can't have two top three picks and not make the tournament.
And shout out to St. John, Rick Pitino, Dirty Rick. That's what they call him in the streets, kid.
Slick Rick.
But he's a great coach. He turned around every program. And he'd be turning around some random ass programs like Louisville. St. John's ain't a random ass program, but they ain't been relevant for a minute. So shout out to him. They may be an upset Final Four team.
I look forward to see how far St. John's go. That's going to be interesting to watch. I think one thing you do have to credit the NCAA with is they know this is a good TV show. Like, we don't know none of these people say, yeah, we still lead the show about it. We still talk about it. And we know how excited March gets. But they still don't have any marketable players other than Cup. Cooper Flagg, and we don't even know if he's gonna play. But yeah, just
get that L in there, bro.
That's all I'm about to say, bro. Hey, Ken, you know, if Duke don't win, somebody's saying it.
L gonna be silent. It's gonna be a silent L. But yeah, so I do think like they do a really good job in putting this TV show together, even with this North Carolina controversy. How do people think they shouldn't be playing right now?
They shouldn't. They probably gonna get bounced out tonight. But yeah, Ken, boy, it's gonna be flags everywhere.
You'll be crazy, bro. You can get away with the two Trumps in office. You can get away with a lot of that.
Say
shit.
Say whatever you want.
You just let it fly. Okay. All right. But admittedly, I haven't been watching college basketball. So I but what I will say is that there are two things that I do want to see just based on my observations from the Madden chat and the Dead End Sports chat. One, UNC. I saw the outrage and the disgust from Manny with just that one text. And I think it's the college football chat. The just UNC isn't that good this year. So I was surprised to hear from Manny and see Manny text that they actually got in, because people were really shocked about that. But really, the only team I'm curious about. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, you saw what the controversy was, right? You know, their athletic director is on the selection committee. And he made a $100,000 bonus for them getting in. But he claimed he walked out of the room when they voted for UNC.
Yeah, he walked out after he voted.
That's the biggest controversy about it, is they like he dude, some dude named Bubba, I can't think his last name. He's the head of the committee.
Mm. Okay. Well, the only other team of interest is Duke. You know, they got this guy Cooper on here, man. Manny been lighting up the chat, hyping him up, Nick, making us seem like he.
I'm sorry, bro. He is a, to me, he is a high end glue guy. He is not somebody.
I think he got game though.
He is not someone you build your franchise around, in my opinion. That's my opinion. I mean, look, people question my sports takes all the time, Lou. So just look at the chat.
He might be a high. I agree with you with that. He might be a high end too. He's not a generational player or no shit like
that. He's not someone that's like, to me, like a number one overall pick. Like, you need this. Like, this guy is who you start with him. You start with. No one's really Wimby, but I mean, just mean like you start with him and you move. You build out. Like, I think that's why a lot of people think he'll be, if San Antonio tanks well enough that they can go get him, I think he'll be great there, because I think you put him, Fox, and Wimp, like that'll be a great big three, a young big three.
That Castle kid can play too, Stephen Castle. Castle, I like him a lot. Yeah, they got Castle a good foundation. I don't even know why they got Fox, and then they get Chris Paul definitely out of there, which surprisingly is he just they're getting the check.
Fox, I think Fox will be nice. I think Fox will be nice once everybody get back together. I would like to see Cooper go to San Antonio. Anywhere else, I just don't see where he really excels at.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll be watching just to see him play, because he's the one that people are talking about. I haven't seen a lot of talk about anybody else, but that's just the state of NCAA right now. So it is what it is. But this is definitely a time for a lot of these guys that will be playing in the NBA to kind of make a statement for themselves. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, man. So before we head into our commercial break, we wanted to introduce a new segment. We want to see what you guys think about this, where you guys call us out with our worst takes. So,
that's why Sheldon ain't here, huh?
And that's why FIFO blame a sinus
infection. Now we know why Sheldon and FIFO ain't in on the screen.
Yep. So we don't have we don't have the process fully worked out, but we definitely want to. It's going to be on the Reddit, right, Nick?
So it can be on Reddit as well. But okay, we'll be looking at similar like Lou, how y'all do on Deck TV. We'll, in the comment section, you guys are very vocal on the YouTube page and the Reddit threads. Just leave your comments for after. We'll start with this episode, but moving forward, y'all keep track of our takes, which, you know, call us out as individuals or as a collective. And we'll read off the most interesting one that gets highlighted every week towards the end, for like along with the super chats. So I see some people are mentioning some comments. I don't think I said Austin Eckler was the number one running back. I just said he was probably top five a year based off of all that. So I don't know where to, again. I need proof, Ken, because I don't believe that. I don't believe I say that. You know what I'm saying? Because you see in our other chat, I had to correct niggas on what I be saying on the show.
You definitely had Austin Eckler number one.
I don't know if I had a number one. That don't make sense to me. But if y'all want to start off with that, please show me the data. Show me the evidence. But moving forward, yeah, y'all call us out. Call us out on our worst takes, because I know y'all damn sure ain't going to give us credit for our best takes. Y'all hating ass niggas in the chat, boy. I swear.
Donovan said, FIFO Zion take got to be studied. That's funny.
Zion hooping right now.
It ain't a question about his game. Nobody has ever questioned whether or not
it's the impact. It's impact. There's a lot of niggas hooping in the league, Lou.
It's not the impact. It's the availability. His impact is there when he's on the court, but he's just not on the court.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marty All McFly. Right. Y'all dig in the crate. See what you can find.
Okay. All right, but yeah, Jaws looking